local news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Israel's airline El Al has suspended flights from Tel Aviv to Moscow because of disruptions in Russian airspace. This comes as a U.S. official tells ABC there are early indications the Azerbaijan Airlines plane that crashed Christmas Day in Kazakhstan was likely hit by a Russian anti-aircraft system. ABC News contributor and former Defense Department official Mick Mulroy says if that was Russia, he does not expect forthcoming details.
Whoever fired that missile at this aircraft, whatever military unit it is, already knows they did this. So if this does prove to be them, then not only did they do it, which shows a pretty profound act of negligence, but it shows a willingness to try to cover it up.
For the second time in about a month, a stowaway made it on board a Delta Airlines plane. This person discovered on the plane before it took off from Seattle, and a New York judge ruled that for now, the woman suing Jay-Z and Sean Combs alleging sexual assault can remain anonymous. They deny the claims. This is ABC News. The new elections in Germany are now set for February 23rd. The president's official order comes after the collapse of Chancellor Olaf Scholz's governing coalition earlier this month. Due back in court in New York City today, the man accused of setting a woman on fire on a subway car. The suspect, Sebastian Zapeta, charged with murder and arson. Reverend Kim McCall with Crisis Action Network at a vigil for the victim on Thursday. She has still not been identified.
The slogan in this city is, if you see something, say something. But no one said nothing. No one did nothing. They just watched this young lady burn on fire alive.
Mayor Eric Adams suggesting federal prosecutors take the case, and a warning from Hawaiian officials to keep kids away from the Kilauea volcano after a toddler started running towards a cliff edge. His mother pulled him back. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Pool and Spa Warehouse is an innovator in patented spa therapy to relieve pain and stiffness and promote healthier lifestyles. When you purchase a spa from them, you're choosing a company renowned for its commitment to innovation and exceptional hot tub quality. Pool and Spa Warehouse has the perfect gift for your loved one to relax after a hard day at work or the holiday stress. Visit Pool and Spa Warehouse at 2214 Velp Avenue in Green Bay and visit them online at qcapoolsandspas.com. Happy holidays.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at wgbw.fm. From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Bucks drop one to the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Brooklyn Nets, 111-105. Damian Lillard and Giannis both out with what's described as a non-COVID illness. Doc Rivers says the Nets' defense made the difference.
I thought the pressure got to us. I thought we didn't handle it very well. They sped us up. We broke our offense.
The Bucks travel to Chicago to play the Bulls tomorrow night. NFL, Packers holding practice for Sunday's game in Minnesota. Matt LaFleur asked about the status of defensive back Jair Alexander.
His chances of playing this week better than mine?
I'd say probably not.
What's standing in the way?
His knee.
Men's college hockey. The Badgers take on Ferris State at 5 o'clock tomorrow night in the holiday faceoff at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Wisconsin 7-10-1 for the season so far.
We'll have our work cut out from us, but for us right now, it's us getting focused for the puck drop, finding a way to get that game in our side of the ledger.
That's the Badgers head coach Mike Hastings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The film Gross Point Blank did not have a funny script, according to Minnie Driver. The New York Post reports that Driver, who played the lead role opposite John Cusack, said it was a consensus on the set that the script wasn't funny, so they took it upon themselves to improvise after clearing it with the studio. I wouldn't say the improvising made the film funny. Driver most likely did not get a Christmas card from the writer of Gross Point Blank. Paul Hogan's Crocodile Dundee co-star has passed away at the tender age of 90. Crocodile Heaven just welcomed one of its best actors in Bert the Crocodile, who played opposite Hogan in the charming 1980s comedy that made everyone think they could pull off an Australian accent. Bert the Crocodile died at Crocosaurus Cove, sort of like the Beverly Hills retirement home for crocodiles in Australia. Bert's acting work was commended in the Crocodile franchise, but he had trouble landing roles afterwards, probably because of either bad representation, the fact that he was never good at auditioning, or there were just not enough roles written for crocodiles. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have some dense fog this morning. It is going to be cloudy and drizzly and foggy for a good chunk of the day with a little more rain by later this afternoon. High today, 43. Tonight, foggy with rain. Could get a quarter inch or more. Down to 38. Tomorrow, showers in the morning. Cloudy all day. High of 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, Sandy Weavers makes his return. We'll talk about the biggest issues in politics that will affect you headed into the new year. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you on a short week, which is kind of nice. Jim, I got to be honest with you. I'm thinking about your thing that the schedule of the world should be different.
Wednesday's off.
Yeah.
It's a nice break. Well, Todd's giving us next Wednesday off.
That's nice of him. Yeah. Very nice of him.
Couldn't believe it.
Todd's such a nice guy.
Anything for you guys.
Yeah, you're how the I feel best, about you. Todd.
You know, you're the
best.
That 40-hour work week to go 4 10s, that makes sense to me.
I would do that.
Yeah.
I would do that in a heartbeat.
3 days off.
Yeah.
Or I would like the Wednesdays off. And I was telling you yesterday, there are a lot of people that, professionals, doctors and things, that take Wednesdays off.
Yeah, I know. Actually, the only schedule I think that would be better than that is 5 threes. Which is what we do now.
Yeah.
So wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
Just do the show.
We make a lot of money. Be like one of those big time people that make like $9 million for working 3 hours a day.
And then they're on the golf course or
all the
time.
Everything.
Traveling.
Americans, we work pretty hard. I mean, people don't think that. But in terms of vacation, you know, France and those countries,
all you
got to
do is go on vacation someplace. Like Mexico, and be with a bunch of German or
French
or Canadians. And it's like, we're on a holiday. You got 6 months.
Right.
It's like, what?
They take some serious.
It's unbelievable.
And then in the Czech.
That was a good accent, by the way, because that was like universal.
I know. It's like, who else is in the studio?
Who's else in the studio? That was universal. Almost but my Canada, babushka lady yesterday. I need me some carrots.
But Canada, isn't that going to become the 51st state?
I think so, right? With Wayne Gretzky as prime minister?
You know that, you talk about the dumbing down of America. But, I mean, I don't know if some of that stuff could happen, but he sure talks pretty basic language. Like, people are probably like, why not?
Yeah. You know?
That's not what I was thinking.
Don't I? Oh, that.
Every day is kind of something. Every day is kind of something.
Right.
Every day is. You know, I got to tell you something, though. You know, a couple of years ago, I literally thought electric cars were going to be a fad type thing.
A fad? Like, come and go?
Like, hang on. Like, I remember when the guy said those one things were going to be revolutionizing the United States.
Oh, man. The.
The drone.
No, the scooter. The scooter.
You would stand on it.
Okay.
Yeah, I rode one of those in a parade one time.
You know what I mean, Todd?
We bought four of them.
Of course
he did.
Yeah, he would.
I did. In a parade.
You've had him here in town.
Yes.
Didn't cops just use them a little bit?
I bought like 4 or 6 of them.
Yeah. Todd, you know.
Oh, is it the Segways?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I actually took that from, City Hall to my house. And
did you ever like just eat dust on it though? Did you ever like?
Because didn't George Bush the first time he tried one kind of go head over heels?
It maybe once or twice. When I just But those things are unbelievable. I mean, once you're on it, it's like, okay, this is great. I was throwing out candy. No, those Segways are cool. But
whatever happened to them?
I remember when they first showcased that as, I think it was the product of the year. You know how they do that?
Yeah.
This is what's up and coming. I remember Bob Costas is like, well, anyone can tell that's obviously going to revolutionize. He was like making fun of it.
Yeah. And then they just kind of died, right?
It had a pretty good life.
Okay.
We did buy some. I think a lot of places bought them. There was a guy that campaigned for assembly here in Green Bay, and that was his thing, was just segue house to house, and he did that.
I could see that.
But a lifespan. You're right, it was a fad.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to have legs, but
yeah.
it was a fad. So, no, I think they're all
But I was reading a thing about, and this all goes back to, like, the iron ore community. Like, okay, so I watched that thing yesterday that you sent me, Todd. The guy's funny. He's good.
Oh, yeah, from Arquette.
Yeah.
John McGivern?
McGivern.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like those.
So
yeah,
he was in Marquette.
Yeah.
And did a thing. And it was really cool because he went through the mining museum.
Well, that's just it.
And the whole thing.
Digs deep.
Yeah. And they even talked about the ore car. It produces 20% of, like, the country's iron ore comes out of that ore dock in Marquette. And it used to be, like, 70%. You know, and that's where the mines are all closing. But one of the things, the reason I say that is because then somehow I was looking that up, and a thing popped up about because my brother ran a tool and die shop in Tucson, and they made some specific small parts that were, you know, really important for cars or whatever. Yeah. Okay. Well, it said there's, I forget how many thousand of parts there are in a car today.
Well, yeah.
And there's like 25 total or something that's going to come where they're like a bunch of parts just put together in one.
Yeah.
And all these small manufacturers are like, holy cow, do we retool? Do we whatever? How do we get something? I didn't realize that was... Literally, it's that close to that happening.
Yeah.
Do you think?
I go a little bit further with that. I'm not.
Okay, what I'm saying. Okay, and even I watched that show, Landman, okay? And it's about the oil industry with Billy Bob Thornton. And they bring up a lot of things that I think are really based on fact, where it's like, in 40 years, fellas, we could be out of business.
Well,
I mean, I thought that was all just a pipe dream all while. Some people, you know, like the Jetsons, we're going to have a so-and-so, and we're going to have... But it's like the oil companies are even saying, holy crap. Do you think?
I don't. You know, so, right, you remember 1984? I mean, everybody read that. It's like,
right.
Oh, my God. Oh, come on. That was, how long ago was that? You know, I don't know.
What I mean. Americans I find it hard to believe.
Americans are pretty slow to change.
But I mean, people love their cars.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's still a certain something of free ride, fast as I want, yada, yada.
Yeah, this whole... electric car, that's still the car, but if you just talk about where it's programmed in the road and it's like these cars just go around.
I would never do that. Would you?
Oh, yeah, that's pretty popular.
Oh.
They have that out in L.A. because I was talking to my son-in-law.
I know Phoenix has it big time, too.
You just get in there and there's no driver.
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I would not. Could you, Todd?
I would be too afraid.
Me too. Yeah. I'd be reaching for the wheel. I'd be doing something.
Yeah, you just...
I couldn't do it.
That's really, if we don't need cars, oh my God, can you imagine what that's going to do? The United States is too big for that. And we are really slow to change. And remember the metric system? It's like, yeah, they can have it. We don't want it. I don't think we're going to change to get into these driverless cars, but I do
We've
think it's going to come.
Something better than the metric system. We have feet and inches. How long is a foot, sir? 12 inches. So then you have 12 of those in a yard? No.
Three.
Why is that? Nobody knows.
The evolution of cars, but they're throttling back a little bit now after Trump got in. That I don't think we're going to see all the electric vehicles that we thought we were going to. But
it seems like a lot of these smaller mid-level manufacturing companies are like,
Yeah. But driverless cars, that's going to happen.
I would never. Would you take a nap in a driverless car?
You know, this is what I think is going to happen is it's going to be like
Would
like
you take
Uber.
A nap in a driverless car?
Yeah, I think
I
if it's
Could
all
you, Todd?
Programmed in the roads and it's, yeah, I don't know. After,
I don't
what
know.
There, what, if somebody, I would, what if there's somebody like me that programmed it?
I would do it in the city. I wouldn't take it. I would never go over like 30.
It would probably. Here's the problem for Jim. The car would never go fast enough.
I know.
Right. And he would not be able to relax because he would be freaking out.
Totally agree. Totally agree.
On. I'd much rather. Yeah. But
how do I program? Hang on. Donna, hang on. I got to program this. Call Greta's husband. We need to know how to program this.
But you know, just think about what that would do if we didn't have cars. If we just had driverless cars and you just go to the corner and it's coming by and you wouldn't need garages. You wouldn't need all, no parking, the land we would have. It would be incredible if we didn't have cars.
All
but
right.
I'm not one of those people who, I think we should not have cars, but I'll never give up my cars.
Of course.
You know,
yeah,
exactly.
I mean, really, I
for the peasants. The peasants should get
no,
rid of
the
cars.
No, I don't peasants. I'm just saying I love driving. And
I was thinking about this because like I put on a lot of miles the other day from Green Bay to Milwaukee. Madison. Milwaukee and Madison here. I mean, you know, in a span of 24 hours. And you know what? On the drive back, once the idiots got out of the way,
right.
Okay, I loved it.
Super
and
relaxing.
I literally, I almost, when I was getting Green Bay, so I got this new thing on the Kia that I got. I never had this in a car before. You probably shouldn't do it when you're driving. Well, no, better than that.
Electric windows?
Well, only three of them work. But, no, the other thing that's really cool is you can hook your phone into, like, the speakers and program it, YouTube, whatever songs you want. Now, it's a little bit of a pain when you're driving, texting, and
you
putting
that
in. You
can't do that, but if you get it done ahead of time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Man, is that cool.
Yeah. Now,
And 99% of the people are out there, I've had that for 10 years, 11 years. I had that for Christmas in 99.
Right,
I got that,
stuff.
John. You just learned about I am just learning about it, okay? Some things take time.
But it is relaxing, isn't it?
Oh,
you stop
man.
It, and there's never, ever a shortage of gasoline. There's always stations, and some of the stations are just great. They're
yes
grocery
and no.
stores.
Yes like, and no. What? Yes and no. I love, when I go to Manitowoc, I like taking the back roads.
Yep.
You know, through Ledger, up through the little towns. Mm-hmm. What's
96.
That one little town that you turn in then? There's that big old, there's a Troutman's hardware store.
Yeah.
And there's this big old, what used to be a dance hall that I'd loved, big old brick building. I'd love to see the inside of that.
Yeah, 90, that's on 96.
Yes.
And G.
Yes.
Yeah.
So anyway, but when you leave De Pere, you leave Ledgeview, you don't have a gas station for quite some time. And I was on it. I didn't even think. And I was on like an eighth of a tank. And it's like, oh.
That is true.
And it was Kellnersville. And by that time, the yellow light was showing. And this was like Christmas Eve. So you're thinking, I hope somebody's working today.
Yeah.
That's a tough stretch. And if anybody goes to the UP.
Well, you said there's a long stretch, a couple hours.
Marquette
to
Munising, which is one of the most heavily traveled things in the entire UP in the summer, because everybody wants to go to Munising and Pictured Rocks and
no
train.
Gas stations,
not a single one.
There you go. That's your business,
there
guys.
There, I know, not a single one. We went. I mean, I was sweating this 2 years ago. We did that, and it was yellow light probably for 20 miles.
Ugh, I don't like that.
And there was nothing in between.
Oh, there we go. So, and it's legal. So, gas and grass.
There
oh
you
my
go.
Gosh, here it goes. Can I play something? How much time do we got?
You got 2 minutes.
So I was watching this old movie last night, real old, but I've watched it 100 times with Burgess Meredith. It's a story of G.I. Joe, which is the story of Ernie Pyle, who's my all-time hero, is Ernie Pyle. War correspondent, World War II, Ernie Pyle?
Gomer.
Oh my God, Jesus Lord. Gomer Pyle. Oh yeah, that's really good. Ernie Pyle, most legendary. So I just got to play something for you guys. I actually rewound it to record it. To play it for you guys.
Okay.
Robert Mitchum and Burgess Meredith from The Story of G.I. Joe. And they're fighting in Italy, terrible battles. It's all based on a true story.
All I could hear was grappa and something about moonshine.
It goes, what is that? Secret weapon? He goes, well, he calls it grappa. It's grappa. Grappa, Italian moonshine. Every third drink, you get a purple heart. So that's what grappa is. Hey, happy Friday, December 27th. It is Leftovers Day. I love leftovers. Fruitcake Day. Visit the Zoo Day.
Winter.
Walker Hayes. He used to be a country singer,
he
wasn't
he? Was a country singer.
I remember him coming over to the old station and performing live in the atrium. Bill Goldberg, I don't know.
Okay.
Savannah Guthrie, she went to Tucson Amphitheater High School. I love Samantha Guthrie. Had a perfect score on her pre-law exam. Back.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show. Hi, I'm Michael Friedman, CEO of Simple Life Hospitality. Let us take the hassle out of vacation rental property management. We'll maximize your earnings and handle every detail from cleaning to maintenance and repairs. For guests, enjoy a stay that feels like home with hand-selected properties, personal touches like local recommendations, and extras like concierge service that will make your trip unforgettable. Whether you're a homeowner or a traveler, experience the Simple Life. Visit SimpleLifeRentals.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. That,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW.
All right, welcome back. Johnny's out. You know, I don't know what he's doing. Getting coffee.
Grabbing some coffee.
No, he's probably grabbing something to eat. He already had his coffee.
Hey, I wanted to bring this up to you guys because I thought this was pretty cool. There's a restaurant in the Appleton area, and it's called the Cozy Corner. And they do all sorts of great food and stuff like that. But for Christmas Day, they were open and they served 300 free meals.
Wow.
To homeless folks.
That's fantastic. Wow. The Cozy Corner. Where's that?
Cozy Corner. Let me find out for you for sure.
Yeah, we gotta do something up there.
Yeah, we gotta promote that. That's awesome. 300. That's outstanding. You know who else we have to have on, Todd?
They're on Walnut Street in Appleton.
All right.
And they're kind of a soul food restaurant.
Oh, so wow.
Pulled pork fries.
I've never had like what you'd call soul food. Have
go
you?
There. No, you got to go.
I'd love to try it.
Me? Wow.
There's been some in Green Bay, I think, but then they've kind of made it.
We'll have to go there first, though, and then we'll stop at that. See those girls on Richmond Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
Explain that one a little bit more, please, Jim.
The gals that were in here yesterday with nutritional.
Oh, yeah.
The nutritional people that gotcha. Helped. So we don't want to go there first and then go to the soul
good
food.
Point.
We got to go to the soul food first. But
otherwise, you would feel too guilty to go to soul food.
Exactly.
Place. Yeah.
That's why we're doing
that. I'd love that.
Yeah. That'd be fun. Speaking of serving food, I just want to give a shout out. Bill Jarts, who has been on the show, and of course everybody loves him, came to the shelter last night. We have these celebrity servers that come on occasion, and they just do it because they want to do it. It's not because they are a celebrity. We call them that. And he served 150 people last night, and man, does he engage.
He's awesome.
He just engages. He's like you. He just
really
everybody
awesome.
Likes him. Everybody comes up. Oh, this, and then then some people.
But is that a detriment? Because, when we did the thing about and I said, I want to be a bartender for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And one of my really good friends said, John, I love you. But you'd be the worst bartender ever because you'd get in a conversation with somebody about something you're interested in. And then you'd argue a little bit. And then every other customer would have to sit and wait.
Well, the thing is, and people.
Would I be that way?
Well, I think, they're right on that. And that's why I've been hesitant to bring you in as a celebrity server. Mm. But Jarts, people just, I'll remember this. You were at this because that guy's done
absolutely.
As many events
people
as
remember
we
that.
Haven't. It's like, we got to keep the line moving. But he was great. Just absolutely great. And his energy was good.
Just a nice guy. I've never
super
seen
nice guy.
Bill Jarts in a bad mood.
Right.
Ever.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Worked in that building for a number of years.
Well, I have. And not, but it's just when you're, like when we used to deal with sports, and everybody thinks that's, And not to, I don't know, you come off as a prima donna if you say sometimes you get treated pretty crappy by certain people in the sports world. Like when they work for a team, there's some people, not to mention names, but there's some people that work, once they get a job in like professional sports or big time collegiate or whatever, boy, all of a sudden they get an attitude that they're somebody really special and they love being above you and treating you kind of crappy. And that's happened more than people would realize. Mm-hmm. And Bill and I have had numerous discussions over that over the years.
We had a couple, when we were talking to Game of Tour, and he was there looking over early, and there were a few people that we hit on that we both like agreed on, you and I.
Yeah, that was the main, I think that's,
Jerry Jones.
Because I turned this down job at least twice, you got to admit that. Remember?
What's that?
I turned down this job.
Sure, yeah.
One of the times was the meeting on, one of the time was the meeting on the couch.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
But that sounds weird. You were on a sofa, I was on a chair, and the other guy was in another chair.
The other guy grabbed a folding chair.
I mean, that sounds like weird that we're on a couch.
Yeah, I know.
No, a casting. No.
No.
It was in an office setting.
It was in a lobby.
It was in a lobby. You're true. It was a lobby. Okay. But what I say about Jarts is like, he sure rolls with it, though, doesn't he? He holds no grudges. He is just.
I think he is a kind person.
Yeah, it's so a great word for him.
If you're not a kind person,
yeah,
you know, he kind of distances himself. From that stuff.
It's just, you know, it's him and his wife and their dogs. You know, never, which is, you know, he just loves that. What, Kellnersville or where does he live?
Maribel.
Yeah, he said that. But
he still grows his own crops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, he's on the tractor. Just a down-to-earth guy, but it's amazing how, you know, he could be uppity and he's not at all.
Absolutely.
He
is totally agree.
Right down there with all of us. It was fun.
Agree more.
He was great. Great celebrity server.
Got text here. Boy, the Chicago Bears are struggling. Maybe Pete Carroll could turn them around next year. Terry,
I would.
I could see Carroll going there.
If I were the Bears.
I thought Belichick would have a shot.
Me too. I would get a name.
Yeah. At this point, I'd never heard
of
Matt.
I'd go all in.
Eberflus, Eberflus. I can't even pronounce his last name. The guy that got fired.
But that, me either. But that has absolutely nothing to do with the salary cap. Right? You can pay that guy $5 million, $10 million.
Oh, it has nothing to do with it. You can pay anything you want.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd do it.
You know who a lot of people think is going to do really good is Belichick. Because you see what he didn't mince around. He, you know, normally college coaches 10 years ago, 5 years ago, they say, well, the number one goal is to get my kids an education. They got to leave here with a diploma. You know, that's the number one thing, you know, make them good people, help them with their families and blah, 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 blah. Now I'm preparing them for the NFL. Not a cling about classes, not a thing about her. If they come here, it's just I'm going to guide them on a path to the National Football League. What 18-year-old, 19-year-old kid wouldn't jump at that?
Or their parents.
Because everybody, no coaches used to want to say that because the administration would come down.
Come on, that's we're an not educational why institution. We're here. Right.
Exactly. Now, okay.
You know, I haven't seen that. That's cool.
Yeah.
I love people who are just like, this
honest.
Is who I am.
He's the most honest
this
human being in the world.
This is what I'm going to do. I wish the Bears would have got him, though. I mean, I just love our division, and it's more fun when it's competitive.
You've got such a thing about the Bears.
You've got this
weird
thing about the Bears.
We can't talk to anybody in for regard to the NFL that you don't ask them about the Bears. And every single one of the people, everyone who's going, I couldn't care less. Why are you asking me about the Bears? Couldn't care less. Couldn't care less. We're going to have John Miller from NBC 26 on today.
Yeah.
I guarantee you. John, what do you think about the Bears?
I just, I told you the reason why is when I was younger. Well, not that much younger.
They're building a new stadium, you know.
I was in college. I don't know, they're close. And their band director was a friend of my dad's, so I would go to the games with him.
Okay, that's nice. I didn't know that. That's a nice little.
Sit in the end zone, and his band would play, and I would just sit and watch the games.
I didn't know the Bears had a band.
Ben's Bears. Ben the conductor was Ben
Arden. I
don't
think they do anymore.
No, no. He died a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
In the 80s. Anyway, so I don't know. It's like, is that the team I grew up with? No. Grew up with the Packers. Love the Packers. But I wouldn't want to see... I would like to see the Bears more competitive. Yeah, because wasn't it like almost 50-50 on win-loss with those guys for a while?
Yeah, exactly. I think the Packers lead by one.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, now the last 8 years it's been...
No, more than that. But over the last... Since Favre, it's pretty amazing what the record is.
It's horrible. I just look at it and I kind of laugh a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. I saw the Facebook where a guy was wearing a Packer cap in Chicago. Guy stopped and goes, Packers suck. And it's like, Really? We've beat you like 22 out of 25 times. If we suck, what are you guys? I mean, just go out. I'll listen. I'll sit and listen. We're going to send a quick break. Lisa Hale, Mark Cusin, Football Friday, Dennis and the Glam Band, Great Entertainment Live. Lots of stuff coming up. Back after this. This one
is a lie. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Farmers are feeling the effects of PFAS chemicals. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Friday morning. These are the substances that are found in nonstick cookware and firefighting foam, among other things. The American Farm Bureau Federation says PFAS, otherwise known as forever chemicals, are polluting the land and water. Director of Government Affairs Courtney Briggs says, unfortunately, a farm could be held liable for that contamination through no fault of their own.
I think a lot of people scratch their heads saying, well, what does this have to do with agriculture? We don't use PFAS chemicals. It's true, we don't. But because it's traveling through the water, and we know that PFAS likes to stick to organic matter, so a PFAS chemical, man, do they love soil. So we're seeing contaminated farm fields. We're seeing a water supply that is given to livestock operations contaminated with PFAS. This is affecting agriculture. The problem that we have is that the Biden administration has finalized a rule that would open farmers up to being liable for PFAS contamination through no fault of their own.
Courtney Briggs says that with a new administration coming in, the American Farm Bureau Federation will advocate for protections for farmers so that they are not held liable for PFAS contamination when it wasn't their fault. Stick around for a look at your market update.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
From Chicago, markets are fairly quiet after the holiday break. 2025 corn is sitting neutral at 441 and three quarters. 2025 new crop soybeans are down a half a penny at 1009 a bushel. And July new crop wheat is trading down 2 cents at 557 and a half. Looking at our Class 3 milk contracts, the January contract is trading up a penny at 1963 a hundredweight, and the February contract is up 2 cents at 1990. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have some dense fog this morning. It is going to be cloudy and drizzly and foggy for a good chunk of the day with a little more rain by later this afternoon. High today, 43. Tonight, foggy with rain. Could get a quarter inch or more, down to 38. Tomorrow, showers in the morning, cloudy all day. High of 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. We'll be right back.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
UW System spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. 3 times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Happy holidays, all. I am on vacation, but you're going to have Jimmy Costa behind the mic. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. As temperatures rise, snow melts, and a dense fog advisory continues for our area, officials are reminding people when driving to use their low beams, which allow you to see better and others to see you. Leave extra distance between your cars and stay alert. The fog hasn't only affected vehicular travel. About 30% of the flights leaving from the Appleton International Airport on Thursday were grounded due to concerns with the fog and safety. You can expect warmer temperatures to continue with fog today turning to drizzle and rain through Saturday. With gift-giving over for many, now comes the time for holiday returns and exchanges. And while stores aren't legally required to accept exchanges or give refunds, some do. However, policies vary greatly from store to store. Bring your ID to the store with you when you take an item to return. Some stores require the original form of payment, so you may need to have help from the gift giver. If you have to make a return, do it sooner rather than later. Some stores modify their return period during the holidays. Also, watch out for return scams. Don't trust suspicious third-party return services who promise to handle the process for you. Always follow official channels and platforms when returning items. You can find more tips at BBB.org. A 29-year-old Pulaski man was killed and a 4-year-old boy was injured after the vehicle they were in struck a tree on Christmas Day. Ocano Sheriff's officials say the accident happened on County Highway S in the town of Chase. Deputies say the SUV left the roadway for unknown reasons, went through a ditch, into a field, and then struck a tree. The driver died at the scene. The child was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news any time, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Friday, heading into a beautiful week. I mean, as long as you don't want to go out on ice and things like that, because, right, boy, is this going to tear that up. Green Bay, 40 degrees right now. Appleton, 39. Oshkosh, 39. Again, want to say hello to all of our folks out in Appleton. We are now live on the air there on 96.5 FM, still WISS, and, of course, coming out of Oshkosh. But Appleton, such an exciting place. Really looking forward to getting involved with a lot of the great things they've got going on down there.
Ooh, and they got it going on.
And they really got it going on.
It'll be fun down there. Lunch.
Yep.
All that. Getting more engaged.
Healthy Todd, stuff with the ladies from yesterday.
Yeah, they're healthy, the people in Richmond. And then, of course, we're going to go to this place on Walnut to get a little soul food. Yeah, it's great.
I want to go to the hoagie place.
Oh, yeah, that's, she's great, too.
Chicago
hoagies. Yep.
Yeah.
And I still want to learn how she says, bruh. Remember how she was talking about her brother? And he's like, he wants to, I'm like, bruh. It wasn't bro.
No,
it wasn't
bruh.
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 Yeah.
Just bruh.
Yeah.
What's bruh? What is he talking
about? She was talking about her brother. It used to be bro, and now it's
bruh.
Bruh. Yeah. I'm going to start using that. Go, bruh.
When you talk to Jim, please. That'd be great.
Bruh. Yeah.
Bruh.
Okay. Hey, bruh.
Okay, let's. What were you going to ask me, Jim?
I was just saying the weather is 40.
Yep.
39. Is it too early to take down the Christmas decorations?
No.
I don't think you'll have a better opportunity between now and March.
Next weekend, it's 21 is the high. That's cold. I don't like, because you can't really use your.
I don't like the cold.
Well, you can't really use gloves when you take some of that stuff off. It's, you know, the wires.
Man, my sister takes her Christmas decorations down on Christmas Day.
Really?
That's a big celebration.
Right, that's.
Wow.
That's a little sad.
Yep, don't you, Vicky? Yep.
Yeah.
Wow, Vicky.
Vicky, that.
Vicky, all right, so, I'm so disappointed.
I wish
you
lived next to me. I wouldn't feel bad being the first guy to take the stuff down. But I'm pretty sure.
We always say, okay, in the Catholic faith.
Oh, yeah, you got the.
We used to have to keep it up until, yes, Epiphany, which was, what, like the 10th of January or something?
Yeah, I think it's all of that, yeah. Whew. I know. But then it's cold. And if that stuff gets iced, then I'm going to be mad, you know, like this reindeer and stuff.
Who are you going to be mad at?
Well, I don't know. I'd just be mad I didn't do
think
it
of somebody
when it was nice.
Be mad at.
But, yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm going to do that. Johnny said, what are you doing this weekend? I said, you know, I might take my Christmas decorations down. And think, is that too early? But, all right, well, general consensus is it's okay.
When
it's
did you put them up?
I put them up a while ago, right?
But over time, right?
I think it was after Thanksgiving,
Right, we were gone for Thanksgiving, right when I got back that weekend. So I put it up right after Thanksgiving and lit it up right away. It's not like I put them up and then turned the lights on later. It was good to go. But, you know, that's a project. You know, I can't do that by myself. You know, what are you doing this weekend, John?
I got to finish up that homework. I got to wash the car, feed the horse.
That's right.
A lot of stuff.
So,
otherwise, anyway, I'd be all over that. Yeah. Todd, who's Bill Goldberg who turns 58 today?
So he is an actor and wrestler. William Scott Goldberg. I thought maybe you would know him being a wrestler and stuff, professional wrestler.
No, I don't know that. What was his character's name?
I'll see if I can pull a picture.
You know, I saw a great, and it's not new, it's probably 10 or 15 years old, but it was a 30-30, ESPN 30-30, and it was on the XFL when it first started up. Well, it looks like Stone Cold Steve Austin. It's not, though, right?
That looks like the guy from the Lions.
Yeah, he does, Dave Campbell.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Who's he?
That is William Scott Goldberg, and he's just known as Goldberg.
Oh, okay.
Goldberg.
Okay. So anyway, with the XFL.
Yeah.
So they had their first game.
Right.
And they had ratings they couldn't believe. They got like a 10, which was like,
wow.
They were shooting for a 5. Okay? Got a 10. And their lead-in, this was their Saturday night game, and their lead-in was to Saturday Night Live. So it's like they said, hey, if we got a 10 for our first one, imagine what we could have for our second one. Saturday Night Live, their guest host was J-Lo. They're like, this is going to be one of the biggest nights in NBC history, okay? Because Vince McMahon was the owner, and he was best friends with Ebersol and those guys from NBC, okay? So this was like, what a perfect marriage, all right? So they just wanted to make sure the game got over by a certain time. Game goes into overtime. Then it goes to black for 20 minutes. Complete
Why?
Black. Because somebody forgot to put gas in the generator that was powering one of the things.
No way. Wow.
It pretty much destroyed the XFL because everybody tuned out. Destroyed one of the biggest nights Saturday Night Live was ever going to have.
Wow.
Because somebody forgot to fill up the generator.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things wrong with that.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Checks and balances.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. A buddy of mine was their first play-by-play guy. He was Matt Verstegen. He was the Brewers announcer for a lot of years. And he got fired after one game because he wasn't sleazy enough.
Really?
Yeah, they talked about the cheerleaders and stuff like that. Vince McMahon wanted him to ask the cheerleaders, like, if they hooked up with players this week. And, gross kind of things. He's like, I can't, no. So they replaced him after one game.
Yeah. Those one and done. Remember when you talk about the guy that didn't put gas in the generator? Do you remember when Lee Iacocca, you know, was Chrysler president?
Right.
And they featured the van with the sliding door, and he got in it, and it didn't open?
No. Well, oh, really?
How'd you like to be that guy? On TV.
Yeah, that would be so good.
Pretty much done. I just think, when you do stuff, you just got to test it and test it.
I agree.
But then again, you know, stuff happens. But wow. There's no excuse for that.
Yeah. But you hate to say it, but how many times?
Yeah.
I remember one time I was going to do this big live shot in TV and whatever. And I was in Boston for a New England Patriots game. And they flew me out to Boston to this big pregame type thing. And I'm standing there, and we don't go on the air. So it turns out somebody who had to flip the switch in Boston. There were, like, I guess, hardcore union. It's like, oh, your time is blah, blah. It's like, well, this is coming up in a minute. Nope, your lunchtime or break time, and walked away. And they flew me out to Boston, did the whole thing, and didn't get on the air because one guy didn't flip a switch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now that's why computers have those jobs.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
You know what? We did it to ourselves.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, the human error things were pretty prevalent back then. But, oh, well. But, Todd, thank you for putting me on to that guy. I'm going to start watching him on PBS.
Oh, John McGivern.
John McGivern.
John, yeah. That would be...
You would love that.
I would love that job.
John DeMino. I mean, he would be good at that, too.
I would love that.
What he does is, first of all, he gets along with everybody.
He's got a great personality.
The waitresses, the chief of staff, the mayor, just everything, the truck drivers. He gets along with everybody. Everybody likes him. He's so pleasant. And then he finds stories that's like, you know, I've lived here for a while. I'm not sure I even knew that, you know. When he's just talking about the amount of women who drive trucks at Schneider's, he interviewed one of them, and then he's trying to back the truck up and stuff. I mean, it's kind of funny, but it's like, it's the real deal. He'll get into behind the scenes, like you look at Platteville, which it's a great city, but, you know, just what they do in community gardens there. I'm not sure I really knew that. And there's just some really neat stuff that he digs a little bit deeper, and all in 30 minutes.
Yeah, it was great.
Which is cool. It's not too long of a show.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It was just like, it was great. And beautiful camera work. They use drones and everything.
Yeah.
Beautiful production quality.
Yeah.
And he is so well respected. And then, like I said, he does the show, and then he comes back and does this big unveiling, and then you watch it with tons of people are there. But he's so well respected. Like, if anybody would call me and say, "What do you think about this guy?" I'd be like, "Absolutely." So he's got access to a lot of people.
Oh yeah, yeah.
When he
yeah.
shows up, like Mark Murphy and, players, and he's just.
I had never seen the show before. You know what my favorite part was, though? They do blooper outtakes.
Okay, yeah, at the end.
And they're standing there to the thing, and they're like, oh, my God, they're everywhere. It's like, remember, you know how I talk sometimes about how bad the mosquitoes and the bugs are in the UP?
Oh, yeah. Funny.
And they were trying to do their thing, like, oh, my God, they're everywhere. It's unbelievable. Trying to swat them all away and everything. Yeah. Yeah. When things hatch in the UP, it's like they've been dormant all winter. It's like, oh, we're going to go crazy here. We got two nice days. Yeah. But really, if anybody gets a chance to look that up, you know, another thing they'd been running, and this is one of my all-time favorite things in the world that I've ever watched. It's the guy, Dick, is it Pembroke? The guy that went to Alaska and built he literally took a saw and an axe, and he built this beautiful log cabin. Fished for his food, ate berries, did stuff like that, and lived in solitude. I want to be him. What is it, Dick Pembroke?
I'm not sure.
Oh, God, it's the greatest show ever. Have you seen it?
No, but I mean, he didn't do that.
He did, too.
Well, no, if he's got the cameras and the set and all that. Some little kitchen over
this
in the corner.
This is from the 60s. And he set the camera up himself every time. He was totally by himself and would set the camera up. Yeah.
Okay.
And then he'd narrate it later on.
All right. I'm going to get us a guest. There's a new show. It's like Survivor, but they drop you off like in Canada.
Okay.
Familiar with that? It's new. A guy I went to St. Norbert with, his kid is one of them.
I could do Canada.
No. It's tougher than you think, John.
Oh, is it out in the woods in Canada?
It's just like nothing.
Oh, okay.
One little camera, and if you hit the buzzer, I think they come and get you. But who can live out there the longest? And you get $1 million, which isn't really that much if you think about
it. Well, I would do that if it wasn't a grizzly bear area. I got a healthy fear of grizzly bears.
I'm ready to go. I would take the chance.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh,
For $1 million?
Yeah, I guess.
I want to mention this. If you remember, Joe Furlow from The Grand had mentioned that PBS came and shot The Four Phantoms at the Grand in Oshkosh.
Yeah.
It's never run in Wisconsin yet. They did this. They recorded this back in March. It's going to air on New Year's Eve at 7 p.m. on PBS Wisconsin. So if you want to see that production at The Grand in Oshkosh, next Tuesday night, 7 o'clock.
You know what I'm getting into?
I'm going to tell you what.
I'd love to see that.
And I think people really need to understand how great that is.
Oh,
I mean,
awesome.
Phantom of the Opera, right? And you got the Four Phantoms here in Oshkosh.
That's the only play I've ever seen on Broadway. Phantom of the Opera. What?
That's good. That's not... Wow,
well,
that's
not... It's one of the most famous Broadway plays of all time, and I finally get a chance to tell you about my Broadway experience, and you're poo-pooing that?
It was a weirdly... For you to say that's good, but your face didn't say that's good.
Yeah, there's so much out there. I don't know that I would... It was good. It was... But there's...
What did you see that was good?
Well, I don't know.
Tell me one. Name me one.
Wicked was great.
Heard it sucked. Give me another one.
42nd Street.
Oh, donkeys.
Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
Oh, my God.
Who watches that stuff?
Yeah, you would. Go ahead. Give me another one.
What's the one on roller skates? Starlight Express.
Oh, worst play ever. Critics ripped that.
Mamma Mia.
Oh, I hate the Greek movies.
Yeah.
Greek. Is that Greek?
No.
I thought it was Greek.
No. I don't think so.
Greek?
No.
I don't think so.
And I just last week I saw it. They're just, theater's great. Phantom of the Opera, yeah, that's okay. It's good. It's just, do you think that was overrated? Maybe it was just me.
I think it was underrated.
It was great. It was great.
Thank you.
I'm glad you went to that. I can't believe that's the only musical you've seen. Where'd you grow up? All right.
We got to set our quick break. Lisa Hill, Mark Houston, Football Friday, a lot of stuff. Dennis from the Glam Band. Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Brr, the weather is getting chilly, so come warm up indoors at Heights Pub and Parlor, located at 217 North Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, and enjoy a relaxing atmosphere, friendly service, and delicious food. Grab a signature panini or prime Angus burger for lunch, have dinner with friends and a featured entree, or stop by for after-work drinks during happy hour. And don't forget to book your holiday party or special event in our private upstairs parlor, as 2024 dates are filling fast. Like and follow us on Facebook or head to heightsgb.com to learn more.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A 2023 decision in an Arkansas redistricting case found individual voters did not have a private right of action to challenge the maps. The state of Louisiana tried the same tactic in its chaotic gerrymandering case, but was refused on June 24th. Be looking for another challenge in 2025. Defying precedent, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals held in a 2023 Arkansas racial gerrymandering case that individual voters do not have a private right of action under the VRA Section 2. It said only the U.S. Justice Department could bring such cases, despite individuals having filed 90% of previous challenges. Calling it radical, scholars expected it to be quickly overturned, but this January, the full Eighth Circuit refused to rehear the case. Seeing an opening, Louisiana asked the full Fifth Circuit to rehear its gerrymandering case on the same grounds, with 13 other Republican attorneys general urging a no private right of action decision. In a close vote Monday, the Fifth Circuit refused that rehearing. For now, the Eighth Circuit decision still only affects Arkansas, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, and South Dakota. But it's clear that private right of action is the new battleground and will almost certainly reach the U.S. Supreme Court. We've linked to more on the private right of action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
COVID, that's what it was. Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW in Green Bay, 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh, and 96.5 FM in the great city of Appleton. But first, let's go to the... It would be like sexist if I called her the Queen of Oshkosh.
Or she would like that.
Would she like that?
Well,
or
it
no?
would be... I don't know. It would be...
Queen... I got
she
it.
Called you the Queen it. Of
no,
Green
listen,
Bay.
No, listen, I got weird. It. I got the perfect name for her.
Yeah.
The Cajun Queen of Oshkosh.
Oh, there you go.
I like it.
Lisa?
I like it. I like
Except
it.
Except I'm not Cajun.
But you well, live that's close. Down there. Like,
you really I think- live down there, but you have to be Creole or Cajun, you have to be from Cajun territory. You have
no,
to.
No, we're giving it to you.
So what's your territory?
My territory was Northeast Louisiana.
Well, that's so, got no ring to it. The Northeast
it
Queen.
Doesn't.
No.
Cajun
Queen. Well, yes and no. The
Monroe
North-
and West Monroe.
Okay, correct me if I'm wrong, though. I remember the Packers when they had a guy. No, the Lions. When they had a guy by the name of Bobby Hebert. He was a quarterback from, I want to say he went to Northwestern Louisiana. No?
He went to Northeastern Louisiana University.
And he talked it like this. Yeah, well, that's a good team we got there. And I remember we was playing for the Michigan Panthers when I was covering them in Flint. And I asked the coach, I said, how do you, are you okay? And he goes, and he's from Oklahoma. He goes, son, I don't know a word he's saying, but I got so-and-so here, Billy Bob Tubjo, or from the Natchitoches. And he kind of translates for me. Honest to God, that's what it was.
Oh, that's funny.
But that's how he spoke, isn't it, Lisa?
Well, he had a very
got a nice day out there today. Yes. Yes, that was incredible. But I remember him talking about another guy who played for the Panthers, and he was from Wisconsin. David Greenwood from Park Falls, Wisconsin. Outdoors guy like you can't believe. I remember Bobby Hebert saying he reminds him of a Northwestern Louisiana guy, but with a different accent that you can't understand.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. The outdoorsman and everything like that. But, anyway, Lisa, how are you doing? I just want to talk real quick here. Thank you to Sarah and William for letting me know. Alone in the Wilderness is the name of the PBS special. Richard Promeke lived alone in Alaska in a log cabin built with an axe, just an axe and a saw, from 69 to 95. Phenomenal. You ever see that, Lisa?
I knew of who you were talking about. I've never seen it, but I knew of the gentleman. He died when he was 51. So, I mean, living by himself for 30 years, maybe.
Might have been.
Wow.
No, when I say that about the healthy fear I have of grizzly bears, there is...
Who doesn't have a fear of grizzly bears? You know what I mean? Like you say
Todd?
That, doesn't have a fear of grizzly bears? I think everyone... Todd when you doesn't. Say that, it's like you get this...
If that's how you go, that's how you go. Right? Come on.
Hey, I watched that show where the guy's like... The bears have accepted me as a part of their family.
Yeah, they accepted him all
that's
right.
That's Sarah, and that's Billy, and I'm part of their family. I'm part of their family after all these years. Bob's remains were fine.
Right. Oh, man.
That's true.
Remember that one, Lisa?
His name was Tim, though.
Was it Tim?
I think it was Tim.
Yeah.
Mutual of Omaha's wild. Yeah. All right.
Well, Jim wrestles the anaconda in the swamp.
I'll stand in front of this
map. I'm by the truck. Right.
With the windows up. Yeah.
Jim, wow. How's it going? Not good, boss. Not good. Jim will be fine. Yes.
You guys are nuts.
Loved that show.
What was it? Perkins?
Mutual of Omaha.
Yeah, but yeah, was
Marlon Kingdom. Perkins.
Marlon.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Brought to you by Mutual
of Omaha.
Know that and?
I don't remember.
The watch. Takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
Really?
I don't remember that.
I think it was Timex. Remember they put it on the outboard motor of that boat?
Yep,
I
do. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, Lisa, what's going on?
New Wisco weekend this weekend is going to be a best of show. So it's like a smorgasbord of the things that we thought were awesome from 2024 that we're going to share again. So it's an interesting collection of stuff this weekend. We've got a tour of the Christine Ann Domestic Abuse Shelter. We've got Conrad Krieger's looking back at his favorite thing that he did over the year. Everybody kind of gave us their favorite, and we're putting it all together.
Why do you think Conrad's me? I broke par at Hidden Valley one day. I shot 35.
What is his on?
It's about it's about Spencer.
Yes, Spencer.
The painter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Awesome.
Yep.
That's a good one.
Yep.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Then, you know, Brittany Merlot is, as a weather ambassador, she's sharing her favorite, which has to do with snow, of course.
Of course.
You know Brittany, you know she loves the snow.
And then I've got the musical guest, right?
Yes, you've got the musical guest, Lamar Walker. And I don't know his musical name. You know it better than I do.
Lil L.A. Mars.
Oh, Lil L.A. Mars, that's right.
Yep.
So you've got the musical guest, and we've got a lot of different features like Oshkosh Area Community Pantry going statewide with their service.
Which is actually pulled from your show,
right.
Jim and John.
We interviewed, that's a great organization. Cool. So when's that on? That's on at 12?
That's
couple times.
Saturday at 8 a.m., Sunday at 11 a.m., both on WISS and WGBW.
Outstanding.
That's great.
Great show. I love this. I love helping out when Conrad asked me to do some sports type things. Whatever you need from us at this end, Lisa, please let us know. We'd love to be a part of that.
Be careful.
That's okay. I think that's a great thing. I really and truly do.
And
it's really good people that you have on there.
I do have to say, Jim, you're wrong. It's underrated. Phantom of the Opera is one of the best musicals out there.
Thank you, Lisa.
What is overrated is Les Mis.
I don't know about that.
Thank you, Lisa.
Overrated.
Overrated. Overrated.
I never liked Les Mis.
I okay. Wow, that's...
we can talk about this Mama all Mia day.
I saw... I was fortunate. I saw Phantom of the Opera... in London, and they it was like sold out for years.
Oh yeah,
but
so it's good.
Yeah, it was. But I don't know if it's. Yeah, it was great. You know what? I don't want to say it's. It's great.
Lisa, we think you're great. Cajun Queen of Oshkosh.
There she is.
Hell yeah. Thank you, Lisa Hale.
See ya.
Good break. Mark Hughes of Bell and Sports Medicine join us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt. Join me this Sunday from 1 to 2 here on WGBW as we talk about homelessness during the holidays in Green Bay.
Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, Sunday afternoons at 1 on 97.9 WGBW and the Civic Media app.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Another stowaway has been detected during one of the busiest travel periods of the year. ABC transportation correspondent Gio Benitez says a Delta flight was taxiing for takeoff from Seattle when the crew learned of an unticketed passenger on board and returned to the gate.
Airport officials say the stowaway exited the plane. Police located and arrested the unticketed passenger in a terminal restroom. The TSA saying the passenger was screened at a security checkpoint but bypassed the ID verification. Then made it onto the plane without showing a boarding pass.
A U.S. official tells ABC that early indications show the Azerbaijan Airlines plane that crashed Christmas Day in Kazakhstan was likely hit by a Russian anti-aircraft system. Health officials warning cat owners not to give their pets raw food because of bird flu risks. An Oregon cat died of bird flu that was later traced to frozen cat food that contained raw turkey. This is ABC News.